We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 at WIP. Well, it has already been quite a week around here with tremendous aggravation expressed by, I don't know, thousands, millions? Rightfully so. Our football team is driving us nuts these days. And for more perspective on the 2-5 Eagles, we turn to the guy we turn to every single Tuesday at this time. Does a great job, of course, covering the Eagles and the entire National Football League. You can follow his work on Twitter, at Ross Tucker NFL. Of course, he's got the Ross Tucker Football Podcast as well. And our buddy Ross is brought to us by First Trust Bank, official bank of the Philadelphia Eagles, Mr. Ross Tucker. How you doing, Ross?
You know, Joe, I was listening to the last segment, and I'm very confident that I'm doing better than you are.
Oh, my God. I'm losing my mind, man.
Sounded like I was worried you were going to have a stroke
segment. Like, if you like him, and I know Miles ultimately got injured, and it was fairly early in the game. But there is another running back, by the way. His name's Kenny Gainwell. He seems to be pretty good. Jalen Hurts under center. It was proven it can actually work. I mean, it's not like dividing by zero. You actually can do it. So just do it. I had a friend, Ross, text me during the commercial break and said, what you meant to say is just effing do it. I'm like, well, yeah, but I can't say that. I mean, if there are things you can do, just do it. Jonathan Gannon, try something different. Just try something different, dude. What you're doing's not working. Try something different. Ross, hello, your reaction to what we saw the other day.
Well, I saw your tweet after the game Sunday, Joe, where you said it's one of the lowest moments you can remember.
Yeah.
As an Eagles fan.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, That was a really tough watch for me.
Yep.
It reminded me of last year when it was like Carson Wentz was hard to watch last year.
Mm-hmm.
But Carson Wentz was hard to watch because it was like a train wreck. You know, it was like it was like he had the yips. It was just painful to watch a guy that had played so well play that poorly. The Eagles were really tough to watch on Sunday because it felt like they were utterly powerless to stop Derek Carr and the Raiders,
yeah,
and that they weren't going to do anything different to actually try to stop them. And I remember, like, I don't know about you guys, right? But I remember growing up in Wyomissing, which is Reading, watching the Eagles, and my dad would get frustrated when Izell Jenkins would give up like a 60-yard
sure,
bomb. You remember Izell Jenkins?
I remember it.
Toast, was his nickname Toast?
Toast Jenkins.
Right. But here's the deal. They would give up a couple bombs a game maybe, but the other plays, like, they were blitzing.
Yeah.
They were killing quarterbacks. They were dominant against the run. You at least felt like, okay, I get it. Like, we might give up one or two deep, and that's frustrating, and Izell Jenkins stinks, when really poor Izell was in cover zero in man-to-man coverage. But at least the Eagles were aggressive. I think if you walk down – you know, whatever, Market Street, Broad and Patterson, wherever you want to mark down, you said the Eagles are going to lose by two touchdowns. Would you rather them be passive or aggressive?
Yep.
Every single person would say aggressive. And here's the thing. I met with Gannon once during training camp for the preseason games. I was really impressed by him, really impressed. And he explained to me the philosophy of having essentially a 5-2 front. Because anytime you're getting run on, people just put the safety in there. And he thought they could stop the run without having to bring the safety down. And especially against a team like the Raiders, he didn't want to get beat over the top. Like, I totally understand the philosophy and the logic, guys. It's not working.
Correct.
It's not good enough. Like, it's almost like, you know, And I know we all have these things in life where you really believe something and you put a lot of time into it and like you want to stick with it. It's not working. And I'll tell you right now, I'll tell you why I believe it's not working. I think that they overrated the defensive line.
I agree with you.
I think he thought, and John, you'll appreciate this, they're basically running a 5-2, John. I think he thought if we have 5 D linemen up there, they're all good. They'll be able to stop the run. And then when the other team passes, we'll have a lot of, you know, 5 down fronts where they're all getting one-on-ones and we'll get quick pressure. It hasn't happened. Gannon needs to rethink his philosophy because the D-line is not nearly as good as he thought it was. That's my interpretation of watching them play.
Yeah, well, I guess Jannard Avery becomes one of those D linemen, like when they're they're using linebackers as one of with an odd front, they're using linebackers as a quote D lineman with your theory. Like that,
right.
That
five guys on the ball.
Yeah, the five two thing is interesting because yeah, in a perfect world, that would be great if you could just line up that way and stop the run without having to sacrifice, you know, the coverage on the back end. But, you know, again, to your point, like this hasn't worked one little skosh this year at any point, and yet here we are heading into the 8th game about to, like, I'm assuming they're just going to keep trying to do this. Like, stubborn is good sometimes. Stubborn at this point is just moronic. Like, why on God's green earth are we still doing this, Ross? Like, yeah, you misunderstood how much effectiveness your D line would be giving you, but like, man, that was like week 2.
Yeah, and Ross, so, this is all, and part of what it bothers me. I mean, it's just 7-8 years ago, but this is what threw him, Chip. I mean, Chip had a philosophy. He was sticking to it come hell or high water. And you know what came? Hell and high water. Both of them.
Well, here's the difference, though.
Different.
But here's the difference. Chip had a long track record in his mind of success of that system working.
Yes.
So that's why he wasn't going to budge because he had been so successful in college. I would like to think Sirianni and Gannon, I mean, they're like 40 and 38. It's their first time calling plays. I'd like to think that they are willing to be flexible and say, you know what? We're not getting what we wanted from the D-line. Like, we're not who we thought we were. We have to adjust. The interesting thing is, if you look at, like, a lot of the stats, the Eagles had like a middle-of-the-pack defense until this last game. Like, you know, all the DVOA stuff and the points allowed. It's not, you know, they gave up 28 to the Bucks, 18 to the Panthers. Like, they weren't
terribly. Man. No, they were playing that terribly. And then other teams get up by 3 touchdowns, yeah. And they're like, hey, it's over. We're going to run the ball.
I agree,
like,
John.
It's all an illusion. And the fact that people actually bought into this at some point this year, and said, hey, we kept it close with the Chiefs. We're good. Yeah, we can do this thing. Like, it's all
fake. By the way, the Chiefs aren't that good.
No, but their offense
and the Niners aren't good.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and let me just say one more thing. Like, I think the philosophy on defense, they thought teams would make mistakes. They thought teams would have penalties or incompletions, or turn it over, or not be patient. I think they thought they could get stops in the red zone. None of that's happening. 4 of the 7 games, the quarterback has completed over 80% of his passes. Yeah. Like Derek Carr on Sunday, 31 of 34. That would really be hard to do, even if there's no defense.
I can't even do it. I can't do it in Tecmo Bowl. That's a video.
It would
game.
Be harder than you think with no defense to have 31 or 34
all right,
like that.
Ross, I want to, and Ross Tucker is with us here. I want to ask you, Ross, the $1 million question, and I'm also going to ask you the $10 million question.
Ooh,
The $1 million question is, what do you think Jeffrey Lurie is thinking? The $10 million question is, what do you think Jeffrey Lurie will do about it?
I think Jeffrey Lurie is probably very concerned by what he's seen, really with the coaching probably on both sides of the ball. And I think he's a smart enough guy to realize when there's a lot of people in Philadelphia this frustrated and already calling for the D coordinator's head and the head coach's head, you know, that's not good after seven games. However, I also think Jeffrey Lurie is smart enough to realize he's not doing anything in season. So he's got 10 more games against, by the way, the easiest schedule in the NFL for the rest of the year. The Eagles have the single easiest schedule for the last 10 games. I think Lurie knows he doesn't need to do anything about it right now, and he's going to give these young guys a chance to change their schemes, change their tune, and show a lot of improvement and win a bunch of games down the stretch, which, by the way, with who they play, the Giants twice, you know, Washington, like it's absolutely a possibility. That's what I would say.
Joe to Cameron, John.
Here's
Richard.
What I would say, Joe. Go ahead. If it doesn't improve, it would not shock me if they were one and done.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they got 10 more games left, yeah. Dude. There's a lot of time.
Yes, there is. That I agree with. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie, Ross Tucker as well. Twitter poll question of the day is brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park Sportsbook. You can watch and wager on all pro sports at the Delaware Park Sportsbook. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery must be 21 to play. This question stinks to ask, but we'll ask it. Who would you rather see win the World Series? A, the cheating Houston Astros, or B, the hated division rival, the Atlanta Braves? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. We come back. We rock all the calls. That's next. Your thoughts on the Birds. And Lurie, what you want to say to him and his Eagles? Your opportunity today on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.